This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
It's International Day of the Nacho. You know I'm going to celebrate that, right? Yeah, I mean, nachos are amazing. And also, it's prime for me to tell some cheesy jokes on This Is Today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It is Thursday, October 21st, 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Okay, breaking news. Yeah, I rarely have breaking news because I talk about stuff that happened long ago, but I got to talk about something that's going on today. Taco Bell is giving out free breakfast burritos today. It's only at supporting locations, but I'm sure that there's a lot of those, or participating locations, I guess they'd say. Yeah, go get a burrito, a breakfast burrito. We'll just pretend it's on me. Yeah. I should have just made this like it was a whole promotion for This Is Today, right? Like, you know, hey, because you're a listener, you go and get a free burrito, but then really everybody can. Anyway, yeah, a free breakfast burrito. I've never had one of those from Taco Bell. Maybe I'll go get one of those as well. It is also Get to Know Your Customers Day. Well, okay, so the third Thursday of each quarter, you know, the beginning of each quarter, January, April, July, October, is Get to Know Your Customers Day. So I've got to talk about this already a few times this year. This is the final time I'll talk about it for the year and tell you to go get to know your customers. Yeah, a CRM, you know, customer relationship manager, is the best way to do this. A little database that you can put notes about each client, and now you remember what you were just talking to them about last time, or what you've sold them, or what you want them to buy, whatever it is. That's a great way. But also, just make time for your customers today. It's, you know, it's like if you give them time and you give them effort, well, they're going to do the same for your business. So make sure that you're paying attention to your customers today and you are actually setting time aside for them on this final National Get to Know Your Customers Day of the year. It is also National Get Smart About Credit Day. Okay, there's a lot of things that you can do today, but specifically, this one is important because you want to know what's going on with your credit. And you, as an American citizen, you get to check out your credit report once a year. Every 12 months, you get to order a credit report from one of those big credit reporting companies, you know, Equifax, Experian, TransUnion. Yeah, you can do this every 12 months, and you should. Now, that big number that you're going to see on your credit report is your credit score. And that's the kind of pretty important number there, especially if you want to go get a loan, or, you know, buy a car, buy a house, do whatever it is. Get to know that. Now, how do they actually calculate that? Well, first, they look at your payment history. Have you been paying your bills? You should do that. I strongly suggest it. Maybe today would be the day that you start doing that. It also looks at your credit utilization rate, which is the percent of your total credit limit versus the total of all of your balances. Try to keep those low. If you can keep those between 30 and 40% or lower, that is going to be a good thing for your credit score. It's going to help that go up. Also, it looks at your length of credit, right? Your credit history. It also looks at your credit mix. Like, what type of credit do you use? You know, you just got some credit cards, you got loans, what do you got? It looks at all of that. And it also looks at how many inquiries have taken place. And now this annual review of your credit report will not hurt that. But if you're applying for a bunch of cards, then you're going to start to see that number go down. All right. It is also National Reptile Awareness Day. These cold-blooded animals deserve their own day, right? They've been around for, what, 312 million years or so? Well, somebody in Santa Rosa, California really celebrated, and they're really aware of reptiles. This just happened in the last couple of weeks. They found more than 90 rattlesnakes underneath their home. Yeah. Well, it's like this rocky area, and they said that, well, this is perfect breeding ground for reptiles. And yeah, there was some breeding taking place there underneath the house. 59 baby rattlesnakes and 22 adults. That's quite the party there, right? Yeah, rattlesnakes, which are venomous, can live in a wide range of environments, including underneath your house. They can grow more than 5 feet long. So maybe leave that crawling underneath your house to someone else. Yeah, let Comcast put in that phone, I guess. All right, it's International Day of the Nacho. And that's probably why Taco Bell's giving away these free burritos. That's what I'm thinking. I don't know. But nachos, they did appear on the menu first in 1943, not at Taco Bell, but just anywhere. That's the first time people started to have nachos. What a horrible world it would have been, 1942 and back, right? I mean, come on. You gotta have nachos in your life. Well, this small Mexican city, it was next to a military base, and all the military base wives went to this restaurant. Well, it was closed, but the chef tried to put something together. What did he have? Well, he had some chips. And he had all these ingredients, so he made nachos. And that is the origins of nachos back in 1943. Okay, well, who's got the record for the Guinness record, the official record for the biggest serving of nachos? Well, that goes to Center Plate at the University of Kansas. Yeah, it's an 80-foot-long meal. 4,689 pounds. They did this back in 2012. However, Las Cruces, New Mexico, well, they actually hold the unofficial, the non-Guinness world's record. I guess maybe they forgot to invite the Guinness folks over. I think if you're going to make a huge nacho plate and you don't invite the Guinness folks over, well, you're not going to get the official record. So maybe that was the problem. I'm not exactly sure. But they did this at this kind of main plaza there during the Noche de Nachos event. I got to go to this someday. This one weighed 5,039 pounds, and it was 110 feet long. And a bunch of spectators came and watched. And of course, they enjoyed the nachos afterwards. Where was I this day? Man, I got to work on this. That was back in 2015. All right, it is National Pumpkin Cheesecake Day, and that is available at Trader Joe's for like $7. Yeah. That's a great way to try pumpkin cheesecake if you've never tried it. It's pretty darn good. There's also an ice cream that you can get. Ben and Jerry's. Yeah, they've made it. They've got a pumpkin cheesecake ice cream, and that is also amazing. Okay, it's also National Witch Hazel Day. Yeah, okay. What is witch hazel? It relieves inflammation. You can use it to reduce skin irritation. It fights acne. It also soothes a sore throat. And on the other end, it helps to treat hemorrhoids. You know, I think actually that's the first time I've mentioned hemorrhoids on the show. Well, now that I've got that behind me, let's, yeah, by the way, I was itching to tell you a good hemorrhoid joke. It was swell. Okay, let's move on to 1992. It's where we start our events today with the release of Madonna's book, Sex. Yeah, this book was released on this day, and it was filled with suggestive photos of Madonna and others, including her then boyfriend, Vanilla Ice. Yeah, you can make a lot of jokes about Vanilla Ice, but come on, he dated Madonna. That's pretty cool. Anyway, the book wasn't written from Madonna's perspective. It was actually a character that she invented named Mistress Dita, who was inspired by a 1930s actress. The photos in the book were shot in various locations, including burlesque theaters. Madonna, of course, had a musical tie-in, right? Well, yeah, she released her fifth studio album just the day before. It was called Erotica. And the single of the CD, Erotica, was included in the book. Now, a CD, kids, is like an MP3, but a physical MP3. And the a book is like the books that you're used to, but it's a physical book. Of like the digital books that you're used to. I feel like I need to explain this. Now, of course, those things changed, but Madonna, not so much. Yeah, she just released some photos on her Instagram account. Topless photos on her Instagram account. Of course, you know, Instagram blocks some stuff out, but there you go. And also she's working on not a book this time, but a movie, a biopic called Madam X. The scripting is supposedly done, and maybe we'll see that movie soon. All right, let's take a look at our birthdays for today. Carrie Fisher. Now, I got to interview her brother. Check out that interview on Learning More. There's a link in the podcast description. She was born on this day in 1956 and passed away in 2016. Kim Kardashian turns 41. Amber Rose is 38. And Doja Cat is 26. That is your look at October 21st. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ, and I will talk to you tomorrow.